Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past.
Welcome back, darlings. I am so excited that you are all here today. I wanted to jump into controversial figures this month. So last week, we discussed Ray Buckland. And while Buckland is not really that controversial, I figured I'd kind of up the ante this week as well as next week and talk about two figures that are associated with spirituality and the occult and are, unfortunately, when you say you're a witch, these are usually the two names that you hear. This week, we are talking about the grandfather of the occult, Aleister Crowley. Now, the name Aleister Crowley is probably familiar to you. You've heard it a million and one times, but you're maybe not sure of where you've heard this name. Aleister Crowley has been mentioned in songs by Ozzy Osbourne. He has been mentioned by the Beatles, in addition to Ray Buckland's Museum of Witchcraft does have a couple of his pieces. First and foremost, who is Aleister Crowley? Aleister Crowley was an English occultist, ceremonial magician, a poet, a painter, a novelist, a mountaineer, also called the Beast 666, and quote, the wickedest man in the world, unquote, according to the British press. And during his lifetime, he was publicly denounced for his decadent lifestyle. Born Edward Alexander Crowley on October 12th, 1875 in England. Details regarding Crowley's life are a little limited, other than the fact that he had inherited money after his father's death. And that's basically how he funded most of his exploits. During this time, shortly after the death of his father, Crowley's mother went to call him the greatest beast, and that was due to his hostility towards Christianity. Crowley did attend Trinity College at the University of Cambridge, and during this time, he became known for his skills in the game of chess, in addition to the fact that he started going by the name Aleister. In 1898, Aleister joined the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, a semi-secret society founded in 1888 and claimed to transmit ancient Kabbalism, which is doctrines of Kabbalah. During this time, he took the name Perdurabo, which means I will endure. Crowley impressed founder Samuel Little Mathers, and the two actually had a close relationship, but even this couldn't help Crowley advance further into the order once there were rumors that Crowley was engaging in sexually immoral behaviors, which basically ended up forcing him to leave the group and ended up leading to Samuel Mathers, the founder, withdrawing from the group as well. At the beginning of his writing career, Crowley released a book of poems and actually multiple volumes of poems that were extremely sexual in nature, and the criticism on them was incredibly harsh. One critic went so far as to call it, quote, the most disgusting piece of erotica in the English language, end quote. In 1904, after a spiritual experience that Crowley had and shared with his wife in Cairo, Egypt, Crowley wrote the book, The Book of Law, which dictates the foundations of his spiritual and religious practices and beliefs, known as thelema. This comes from the Greek word meaning to will, to wish, to want, or the purpose. Crowley would claim that the spirit Iowas dictated the Book of Law to him. During World War I, Crowley found himself in the United States and was actually a contributor to the pro-German newspaper called The Fatherland. Rather unfortunate that he was. But after World War I, Crowley moved to Sicily, more specifically to the town of Cefalù, and converted a house there into what is called the Abbey of Thelema. This house basically became the hub or church of his religion, And this is where he would go through his religious practices and actually gained quite a few followers that would all come to the Abbey and live with him. This was short-lived, unfortunately. In 1923, what can only be described as an incident occurred. Now, the details of this incident vary quite a bit, and they vary, but they're also extremely limited on what you can find. From what I could research, Crowley, a member of Crowley's group that was participating in his religious and spiritual practices with him, one of the followers passed away in what is described as a ceremonial or sacrilegious event. This young man has been described as an Englishman. Some sources described him as a young Sicilian. The information conflicts on whom this poor gentleman was. But it was said that he was taking part in a ritual that allegedly involved the consumption of cat blood. Now, this resulted in Crowley's expulsion from the country of Italy completely. Can't be in Italy, you cannot be in Sicily, you're gone because of this incident. Crowley then proceeds to move around, but it's not until 1930 that he actually moves back to England. And the last big work he did was in 1944 when he created the Book of Thoth and interpreted a new type of tarot deck with artist Frieda Harris. On December 1st, 1947, Crowley passed away, shunned, poor, and an addict. Now you can ask, what exactly is the lemma? What is the spirituality that he created, in essence? The lemma is a esoteric and occult social or spiritual philosophy created by Aleister Crowley, according to the majority of definitions that you find online. It's polytheistic in nature, and the pantheon of gods and goddesses mentioned in the Book of Law and the holy books of the lemma are either considered actual figures or serve as symbolic archetypes. In the Book of Law, according to multiple sources, the gods Nut, Hadit, and Ra-Hul-Kut are the primary quote-unquote speakers of the book. The lemma pretty much combines occultism with yoga philosophy, with Eastern and Western mysticism, and draws on multiple influences from ancient Egypt all the way to the Kabbalah. Now, while Crowley himself was an indulger of drugs and a practitioner of sex magic, I wasn't able to find any evidence in my research that suggested that that played a crucial part in the lemma, but I didn't find anything that said the contrary either. But it honestly wouldn't be surprise me due to the fact that the dilemma can be pretty much summed up in one sentence directly from Crowley himself, which is, quote, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law," end quote. Now, within the dilemma, Crowley declared himself an ipsissimus. I hope I said that right. Meaning beyond the gods. And was also stating that he was a prophet entrusted to guide humanity into the Aeon of Horus. So why is Crowley controversial? Oh, where do I start? First off, based on all my research, Crowley seems like kind of this force of chaos pretty much throughout the majority of his life. While he did have his interests, he was a mountaineer. He actually scaled K2 at one point in his life, but he really did seem to gravitate more towards the occult and the spiritual and things of a philosophical nature. But he also seemed almost hedonistic and rather indulgent in multiple vices, including he is said, according to multiple sources, that he was a known heroin addict as well, which is definitely a problem. And I don't mean to downplay this. I'm trying to provide you guys with the best information that I have within the scope of what I have available. And there's a lot of information. But that being said, there is also that association. Well, if you practice witchcraft, oh, you must be a believer of Crowley. Let me go ahead and say this. Majority of witches that I know do not have any association or much less much knowledge about Aleister Crowley, nor is that our primary format. So that pretty much wraps up Crowley for this week's episode. Next week, we're actually going to tackle a figure who kind of blows Crowley out of the water in terms of controversy, but I wanted this middle of the road. Of course, with every episode, I encourage all of you to do additional research. Go find out the additional information if this isn't a subject that really interests you. Because the more we know, the more knowledge we gather, the more we're able to grow and learn about the world around us. The more knowledge you have, the less fearful you can be. And that is where I leave you, my darlings. I hope you have a beautiful week. And again, do everything in your power to craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. Bye.
Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.